We are recording. Just to call this meeting, the Winchester Park Board, to order with three of the board members present, with also Mayor Byron and Street Director, Park Director Frank Florence. Tom, I don't know if they heard Tom, Armstrong is very sick.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he called me about 30 minutes ago. He's not able to get too far from the restroom. Good thing he's staying home.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever one you want. I have an extra one here if you want that.
Is it just not crazy?
It's spring.
Got on there yesterday. Make a motion that we accept the minutes as proposed.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That's three.
I really appreciate how complete these minutes are. It reminds me of everything. Yeah, I'm good, okay, now what we do last time, it's all in here.
I try to do them as soon as we get finished with the meeting, because...
Yeah, so you remember those?
Yeah. Sometimes I can't even read my own writing.
Jim?
Yes.
Would you...
Sean, first of all, I apologize for bringing us into the building, but Sean, I've been up since 10 o'clock yesterday morning. I've been with Alan at the hospital, and she's not knowing good. This is the first thing I've been had to eat. And if I get shaky, let me order some seal. If I get shaky or I start getting confused, will you please bring me back? Okay? First thing I want to ask you, which maybe you don't know, Sean, because it wasn't your administration, and Frank, if I say something, it's not against you, okay? Because you had nothing to do with this last year. I just want some clarification. There is a softball team, that meet out there, that play out there, okay? Kathy used to call and form the leagues. No, I don't know if she done that because the city used to be in charge of those leagues, or she did it because she's the park director, or she did it because of the goodness of her heart. But she's the one that used to do the leagues. So that's the first question I want to answer. Are those softball leagues, are they city affiliated, or do you just let them use the park?
They just use the park.
Okay, got that answered. That's my part too. And you need to know when people, you want to know what we need to do about the parks, so this comes into it too. When people come into this town and they see people acting the way they're acting out there, that's a bad splotch on us. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, we're letting them use that, and you need to know this too. I called the park director, not meaning you, but the park director that was listed in the phone book, thinking that there was somebody else that was taking that over, you know. You need to know it's still Kathy Bond and that phone's still working. because she's the one that's answering. I don't know if you thought about disconnecting that or not, but the phone's still ringing into her. I thought it would ring into Frank, but it didn't. It rang into, it's ringing into the, ringing into her, that house out there.
Okay.
But in my opinion, the city is letting them use that park out there. They should treat it with respect. They should act like adults. And if they want to have the ball games out there, they need to play by the rules and the regulations of the ball game. I didn't go to the first one. But the first one, I guess, the umpire got mad and walked off because of the way he was being treated. I wasn't there. I don't know. That's just what I was told. I went to the second one because my granddaughter plays in it. Instead of them hiring an umpire, they're letting the coach umpire the games. And there's a lot of arguing going on out there. I mean, a lot of arguing going on out there, okay? That's a bad situation. Personalities, and you're playing against each other, and you're trying to outdo the other person. This is a bad situation, okay? They're not following the regulations of the game. They have one umpire, like I said, the coach, and he's not behind the home plate. He's supposed to be behind the home plate. And I'm sitting out there listening to these guys argue, and so I'm saying, where's Kathy? I mean, you know, and I said, who took this over? Because I really thought it was a city league, you know. And this woman next to me said, that would be me. And I said, oh, Sean, how'd you take this over? No. But I belong, I forget what you call it, softball, board, on the board of softball. And I forget what her name was, but she's got real dark hair. And I said, well, they're doing this wrong. Everybody out here is getting upset. Shouldn't you be saying to them, no, I don't care what the, I don't care. And then during the game, the one umpire who's a coach and my granddaughter's coach kind of got into it over a play, which my granddaughter's coach was right because I know baseball, but they got into it over a play. Not too bad. They got into it. The game ended. And then the one coach comes over to my granddaughter's coach and starts yelling at him, ripping him a new one. And then the coach says, my granddaughter's coach says, all I'm saying is this. We have a rule book. Why aren't we following the rules? You know? And then it got into a little verbal confrontation, you know, got louder and louder and louder. The one woman next to me told me that she was the president and had control. Then another lady came in there and she says, I'm the president. And then the next thing I know, when the husbands are getting up really screaming at me, and I thought it was going to be, I mean, it was, you need to, you know. And so that went on for a little bit, and then I finally stepped in and I said, sir, can I talk to you? And the one that was really mad. And he came over and I said, do you like to see the parents argue? He said, yes. I said, we don't like to see this going on either. We don't come out here to see this. We don't want our children involved in it. It needs to stop. You know? So then I went to the lady and I said, why don't you have umpires? She said that she called every parent on the league and then one would volunteer. So at that point, I think it's a volunteer situation. So I said to her, I have a degree in social work. I know a lot of social service agencies. I know a lot of men that's retired who do anything, just have something to do. And I'm sure I'll find somebody come out here and umpire these games for you. Then they had they were supposed to play a second game at 8. That game didn't get started till 9:30 because of all the screaming and the hollering. And then at that point, and my granddaughter did it too, flipping the other team off, calling the names. I said, you better shut it up right now. You know, so they're seeing this behavior from these people. It doesn't need to be going on out there. It doesn't need to be going out there. And my opinion is that they're going to have this out there, the grown-ups need to act like grown-ups. And if they're, whoever's in charge of that league, they know the rules, they know they need a coach, umpire, she knew for a whole week she needed an umpire. I offered to get them to her, and then before I leave, she comes up to me and she says, I don't think I need your help, I got people. I said, fine. But she made me feel like I was not worth the time because I'm not in her league. You know, not league ball game, but in her league. And I also told them that I would talk to Walmart because it's supposed to be umpired behind the home plate. And I told, but they have no, don't ask why, but they have no gear for the umpire. So I told her, I don't know if you knew Tony Wilson, but Tony Wilson was high up in Walmart. And I told her that I'd go out and speak to one of the managers at Walmart and see if they would donate the umpire stuff in Tony's name. She didn't want that. She didn't want that. And so I thought, we'll wait and see if you have an umpire next game. Went out there yesterday, same thing. Oh, and she did tell me they do give them $20 a game. So I think she's really doing it to try to save money. I don't know what her reasoning is. And they have a daisy league, and she said she's not even going to worry about getting umpires for that, but they don't argue like the older kids, the coaches do. And, I mean, I even said, oh, no, he followed me in here.
No, ma'am.
She said they don't argue like the older kids' coaches do. But that's beside the point. You know, that's not how it's supposed to be ran, you know. And he was out that one day, after the fact. But, so then I went there, and I told him about Journey Home. I said, there's people that's retired, there's a Journey Home, there's stuff like that. So I went out there yesterday, still no umpires, still fighting, still arguing. A lot of people got up and walked out the second inning. That's not how it should be out there. And if the city's giving them the privilege of using that out there, then whoever's running these leagues need to be responsible, run it like it's supposed to be run, and keep the peace. But when you got somebody that's out there that says they're the head of it, and I don't even know which one is the head of it, that's saying they're the head of it, and they're just, I don't care. Well, then don't be the president of the league if you don't care.
Thank you for expressing your concern. Mm-hmm. We will look into it.
Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, still going on. Go out there and give them hell. Well, you know how many times he could arrest me because I did.
And you're still doing it?
Yeah. See you later.
You wrote me a ticket?
Oh, well, I do want to tell you that Kathy was an asset to this town. She really was.
Oh, I agree.
You know, and I really believe that she's out there, and that's what I mean, Frank, this has nothing to do with you, because I don't see how you're keeping it up. I don't. But I don't think this will be going on out there, because she was at every game. You know? All right.
Thank you. Oh.
Well, that's for five.
For the clubhouse. Which shelter?
Pool.
For the pool. That's right. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me.
I just got the date like 2 minutes ago, so.
Okay. We'll put that in the stack.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
May I respond?
Sure.
Yeah. I had a phone call maybe a month ago from an individual who coaches for Falcon Little League, who was told by Falcon Little League but they didn't want him playing on one of the diamonds at Goodrich Park. And he called me very upset that he wasn't allowed on Goodrich Park. And I said, as mayor, you are allowed on anywhere in the park at any time. They pay the park, you pay taxes, you're allowed in the park. He said, well, the Little League wouldn't let me in the park. And I said, well, that's between you and the league. That is not between the city of Winchester and you. And so my feeling is with this situation, it's the only complaint I've heard. I've talked to other people about it, and frankly, you know, if people don't like, in fact, I've taken children out of leagues if I didn't like the way the league was handled. If a league is run and it's not properly run, then it probably won't survive very long. But if no laws are being broken.
Is this the, my only concern is this the same person that was booted off last year?
Not the same person, but related to that person.
Oh, okay.
That's my understanding. And I followed up with the...
My only concern, and I don't know anything about that over there. I stay completely out of that.
Mm-hmm.
umpires are not hard to get. We've got a lot of really young umpires around here. The Clark boys, Noah Berry. I know several of the young kids that would umpire. Don't know why they're not using them. Girls' fast pitch is pretty much the same as boys. You know, I mean, so I don't know why they're not using umpires unless the umpires, and I haven't had a chance to talk to any of them, are being verbally abused, and if they are, then they won't, then people won't be there.
Right.
I mean, you have to have an umpire that's going to say goodbye, you know, and leave you, mm-hmm. you know, and kick them out. But I don't know why they're not using umpires.
But it sounded like the concern was that the city should be regulating that, and I don't, and if it is, if somebody's rights are being violated, then the police need to be called.
Yes, very much so.
In my opinion.
I mean, they were called up the Lonely Diamond the one time, and mm-hmm. they took care of it. I mean, immediately. They escorted the guy out, and the guy wasn't going to go, and they said, okay.
Here we go.
you're leaving.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Any other thoughts? I don't want to take over.
I mean, it's an old story, poor behavior by adults, and so, I mean, it's not a new.
No.
It's not a new thing. I mean, sometimes it's worse than others, but hopefully they will eventually see that.
Maybe we ought to at least get whoever is running it in here and mm-hmm. discuss it with them. Say, why is this going on? Mm-hmm. If it is, but if it's only, I haven't heard any more complaints. I talked to you the other day about that. I think this was the same person. I mean. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah. Mission.
That's when I spoke to Jennifer. That's who they had, and the league had a meeting with this coach.
He doesn't seem to be.
Yeah,
but I've never had the person in front of a lot.
But I was told that there was a meeting with the league and that individual about behavior and it needs to stop.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't expect anything else. I mean, so, we have to give them an opportunity to handle it themselves.
But they're not. That's the whole problem. I mean, you know.
Well, this just happened this week. This meeting between the league and this individual just happened this week. And,
okay. Well, mine was my boss indicated that he and his Little League, because he coaches a Little League team, and I said I thought we were trying to get the Little League back. He went out there to practice with the team and was told by this individual that he could not go on the girls' softball, that they were tearing it up, and he assured me, he said, we had rakes, we left it in better shape.
Yeah, that's the general rule. And if you're going to use the diamonds,
they were told they were tearing it up, and they're not allowed to come out there.
By who? Someone affiliated with the league.
Yes.
Which league? Girls or boys?
Girls. And
They don't own the diamonds. They're just using them.
I guess in charge of the little girls league out there. And I don't know any of them.
That's a good idea.
I wouldn't know them if I saw them, but
I mean,
he just has no right. I mean, it's not his personal space, so he has no right to tell somebody else that they can't be out there.
Right.
And that's what I told my boss.
So
nobody's allowed to tell somebody they can't. He says, well, it was we're doing the last game, so he says, we're done, basically. I said, you can go out there and practice when you want.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, as long as nobody else is using it at the time,
right.
You know, first
right.
come, first serve.
Were you
going to
say something?
No, because I think what they were talking to, I don't think that's going back to the little girls. Not the story I got. I got the call about 11 o'clock at night. So
or was it the little league diamond?
It was the high school.
Oh, it was the high school?
It's where the girls were playing the high school. It was that diamond.
Well, he told me the name of the person, and I saw it since then, so.
I think that was the high school, and I think they have settled that now. Because I got the call, like I said, it was after 9 o'clock at night. I didn't know what was going on because I was no part of that.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, And then I got a phone call from three other people the next day saying that the one person that was making the call was totally out of control. And that was the same one on that. But it was, so I don't know. It all comes back to where there's not enough fields for the amount of teams that's wanting to play. And so when you got a team wanting to practice every single night of the week, you know, they're not only wanting to practice once a week like most of the teams do, they're wanting to practice every single night of the week and then getting mad when something else is going on, you know.
But again, the only thing that I can think of was this is a little league team that chose to go to Saratoga, but wanted to use our diamonds.
Right.
So, you know, I guess I can't complain too much about it.
Yes.
Because
that's, I was thinking the exact same thing.
And he did say, he says, have you been to Saratoga and seen their diamonds over there? He said, grass in the infield and this and that. And I thought,
it was our fault.
Stay over there.
Well, it was our fault. We dropped the ball on that.
But I think if we remain open, respectful, and dutiful, I think people will start to come. I think
we'll get them back.
Well, I guess what if a group of neighborhood kids got together and said, hey, let's go play some baseball on the diamond. We used to when we were kids. You go out there,
absolutely.
You go on and get yourself a little neighborhood thing going out there.
That's right, the public park. But I think really, if an organized team wants to use a ball diamond, that we should have a rule that says, if you play on this field in an organized practice, you need to put it back in playing condition before you leave.
And 99%
of them do. I'll
keep on.
I agree, but it's just, I mean, you know, there's no sense in that. These are children.
Well, and you're right about a certain age group, because I've talked to several people who have the younger girls, including my sister. Her daughter, who's in first grade, plays, and she, I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody's really peaceful, really. So it's got to be an older age group that are taking, you know, obviously some teams take it way more seriously.
Yeah,
you know,
they're more serious than they should be.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I've been laying in all of them. I don't know for a ball game. Just being honest. Yep.
I got called about an hour before you did.
Yep, I know you did. And my buddy got called an hour before him, and he told him, you just need to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big a deal.
And then the next time I saw him,
go out to Driver Middle School, or, I mean, that's where we used to be having diamond, going out somewhere at the field.
Yeah.
You're throwing a ball for a kid to hit.
A month after this happened.
It's all good now.
No.
This week.
Oh, no, he brought it back up last week with me. In public, and it's like, dude, I'm not discussing this with you.
And well, that's because he brought it up to the head of the one that we're letting use our ball diamonds. And he had had enough of it too, and he told him, he said, go take it up with your mayor. Because he had had enough, because he had been getting burnt up with this guy nonstop, wouldn't stop. Well, and he goes, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
I can't believe that they even allowed him to be a part of that.
Huh?
My position is, it's a public park.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you not to be out there, but if your associated league tells you can't be out there, you either listen to them or you don't. I don't care.
They can't tell them that they can't be in the park. I think it's the ruling we got on it, because I know Steve did look into it, because he had the same problem with the same person. We can't tell them they can't be in the park, but we can tell them that they cannot be a part of the organization of, you know, the girls' softball, or the boys' softball, or the men's softball.
If
because it's a public park. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the park director can...
Not unless every single time he's creating a problem. I mean, you can't stop somebody from driving in the park unless you go out and get... You know, I know trespass, and then you better have everything crossed.
If they're causing problems, if you catch them causing problems.
Then you just make it a police matter, and the police will make sure that...
They can be Frank can tell him, get out.
I just think maybe we gotta call them in, the heads of it, and try to get their opinion of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because we don't know their side, what they've tried. Maybe they've already exhausted all that they feel like they could do.
Because this complaint came up earlier this week, Jennifer Whitehead told me that there has been a meeting with the league directors and who they thought was the individual that was out of line, in their opinion. So hopefully that takes care of it. Hopefully. I was still in here.
If it's not, we'll know. I mean, because somebody else will complain. Mm-hmm. Frank? Is your back next? Is anybody else?
Okay. I'll start out with the putting the roofs, if you will, over the bleachers there at the men's diamond. And here's two proposals to do the job.
I did tell Frank this one here on top, they tried to fax, they were faxing it to my work office phone all day. They're in detail. He's going to send everything
this
in.
This is BPM Construction?
Yeah, they're out of Anderson, I think. They did all the Muncie and Anderson both things.
But and this is the All Good Construction that they had them working out there?
Right.
How have they done?
So far, so good. It works.
Yeah.
And this is these are both bidding same job. Mm-hmm.
Same job. I do apologize. I never seen that his fax never came through until he called me right before I was walking out of the office. The All Good said that he had never done a job like this, so that his bid may change quite a bit.
So his is just an estimate, maybe?
Yeah. And the other one said that would be because he's done a few.
Well, we need to go back and find out what the price that was asked from the trust for that was.
It was $26,000, I think.
Okay, and Kathy didn't ever get that overhang ordered? Because I thought she did.
They got one order that was quite a bit too short. It wasn't the right size for the bleachers. It didn't fit them. And then the other one, it just, the money got used for other projects that needed it more. I know it had been like four or five times it had been approved, but there was always something they needed that more.
I think it was only approved once by the by the trust.
The ones so, that they only bought. That they only purchased it once. And like I said, I think that stuff's still laying out. It was back behind the little piece.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it's
the only now. Thing is that, I mean, for this kind of money, ask the trust again.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know where it's at.
I think it's down the cart barn.
I just know it was like...
There's a lot of interesting things in the cart barn.
Four foot short. I appreciate what you're doing. I mean, on something like that. I mean, in my opinion, we shouldn't have asked her to do that. That should have been done by an outside organization. Just my opinion. trophy. It's got a view, my opinion. I mean, it's just a fan view, it's just my opinion.
Okay. So, I'm going with this one. I mean, my opinion would be for something this expensive, even though it's more, I think we should go with the experience on it because, you know.
I can personally say I have seen their work.
Who wants to pay out this money?
VPN.
That's what they do. They build stuff like this. And they're fantastic. I mean, but.
So these are.
Let me understand.
So this is a roof over the bleachers at the men's dining?
Men's dining.
And there are two sets of bleachers, right?
Right.
And both bleachers. Okay.
They'd be concreted, both I think beds were concreted into the ground. The VPM was even talking about the pitches it would have to be for to be the slant level one and anything else to be protected up to an 100 mile an hour wind.
Wow.
So if there's anything over 100, nothing will say that they're going to protect.
Because you don't know. And you made mention that this has been, in the past, this has been wanted to be done before.
We have to do a wish list every year
to
present, and it was put on the wish list, I think for like 3 years in a row. The first 2 years, the trust said no to it. The third year, they said yes to it and gave us money to do it. Kathy always presents to them what she's wanting to buy. Mm-hmm. And it was a canvas overhang on poles, and I call it an overhang. Canvas canopy,
yeah.
I guess. And apparently it's too short. But it was ordered and the money was used for the purpose it was intended. So,
okay. So we actually bought the canopy. Do we still have the canopy? Can we send it?
They think it's in the cart barn.
That might be part of it. It's in the cart barn down here.
But
I'm not for sure. I've never really.
Is that what we want over the bleachers?
He wants permanent roof.
No, I don't want that. Cause
their bid is for.
I want that on permanent to where.
I think the canvas.
We get a storm red time into the parking lot hitting people.
Do you think it's possible to send that thing back and get a refund? I doubt it, but.
Well, it's been there for. At least 2 years.
Probably not that anyway. So, I mean, that's a good question, Dan. Where do you get the money? Right now. I mean, I don't know. I'm not.
Is it in here? Do we have it in here? Can you look at this? I have not looked.
The any money, I mean, not this kind of money, any money that the trust has given us is already earmarked for specific projects.
Mm-hmm. So,
my only thing, and Jenna knows, I'm very adamant about this, so I am going to speak for just 1 second. And then I'll shut up.
Second up.
When the men's diamond was moved, the men did not want to move from that diamond. They moved because of the protection of the little lake. That's what they wanted. They were told that they would, if they would move over there, they would get the bleachers covered.
I gotcha.
Just for. Because nobody wants to sit in August watching softball with no shade.
And how many years has it been?
It's been 7 years.
7 years.
And each year we promise them, you know, hey, we're eventually going to get this stuff. And so, I mean, that's just my opinion. I just think it, you know, but if the money's not there, it's not there.
Well, it's not there. I mean, you've got,
but I know for 7 years I've told the people the same thing, that it's going to be done sooner or later.
You just have to be, careful. We don't, we're halfway through the year, so. It looks like there's, in the Goodrich part, cash. It is unfortunate that it was already ordered, but it was the, not the,
wasn't the right size, and actually it was a canopy. It was obviously, I think, could have been torn up budget-wise.
My recommendation is that we make sure that, what do you say that, what that quote was?
$16,000.
My recommendation is that we make sure we go visit Vicki and say, is it, you know, is it in here?
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, because I can't tell you if there's money available for that by looking at this.
Right, because I don't know what money we're paying employees out of, you know.
I agree.
100%. What are we paying mowing out of? And she can look at that and say, you know, yes or no, really. I mean, right now would be the time to get it done, but.
Yeah.
But nothing would hurt more than that, you know, taking it out and not being there. You know, you want to make sure that, like you said, I would hate to even recommend that we do something that it wasn't there for. You know, I mean, but if it is there, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, how about if we make the motion to ask Vicki first, if the money is there, then we go ahead with getting the covers over the bleachers. I don't know what to call them.
I think you call them the pavilion, so, yeah.
Okay, over the bleachers, and get that accomplished, and that would be my motion.
I think it's a good motion. I second it.
All in favor? Opposed?
Will you be take that on long term?
If not, if the money's not there, then
we can put it.
We'll just have to ask the trust. Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Okay.
All right, well, Friday, so tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah, thank God.
All the other things you have to think about.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing is the again at the men's diamond. I've been a couple of times there where the handicaps got bogged down in the gravel out there with their wheelchairs and et cetera, et cetera. So had Moles, who did the other cement work, of course, the other two diamonds, come in and give me an estimate. Now, this is a pad around the bleachers and a walk, as well as a walk from the handicap parking lot up to the bleacher area. There's no way there for them other than to go all the way around. And also, there's two sidewalks, one each to the shelter houses on the north end.
Yeah. Oh, that included?
Yeah.
Then pad walks too?
Yes.
So I didn't realize that.
Two walks, the shelter houses, a handicap walk, the handicap parking lot up to the bleacher area, and all the bleacher area.
I did not realize that we had to have a thing for the handicap too, from the parking lot either.
All these years, I never realized that.
Well, we're doing a, well, I haven't told Frank this because I'm trying to do it out of my office and not ask him to do it anymore. But we have to do an ADA compliance self-survey, self-report. So I'm going around with a tape measure and I'm looking at a lot of things, kind of self-evaluating. Anybody would like to volunteer to do Beeson Park, Goodrich Park. I'm about halfway through City Hall. I try to work on it about an hour a day. I don't always get an hour a day to work on it, but it's not real hard. It's just kind of going around and self-evaluating. And it obviously, you know, that bullet diamond back there is not ADA compliant, which is not a problem if you have a plan to make it ADA compliant as funds become available. So that is something that we have to continuously think about as we move, you know, further along and making the improvements. We also have to be accommodating for all.
The other two diamonds, he's done an excellent job.
Yeah, no, it looks good. I went by there last night and watched the girls over there, all the people sitting with their lawn chairs and stuff like that. Oh, fantastic. I mean, it just made everything look like somebody.
If there's a lot of lawn chairs there, you know, they probably are thrilled to death with
it. Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, you can tell somebody took the time to care about it.
Older people now can go out there and sit.
Yes. I mean, and they can sit right up
by the fence. They can't climb up bleachers.
Watch their grandkids play ball.
And there's a lot of them out there.
Yes, there was. It was packed. And when I left at 5:15 tonight, it was packed out there again.
Oh, Thursday nights are a major, major night at that park. Last Thursday night. When that must
oh, yeah, must when you came by.
Yeah, was that last week?
Mm-hmm.
Or the week before?
Like it was when we were
yeah.
there. I think it was the week before.
Yeah, might have been last week.
I mean, there were I'm guessing there were 250 people in the park.
Yeah.
I was guessing 250 people total in that Goodrich Park that day.
Well, my thought on this is because it's such a high amount, we need to talk with Vicki about that too, and ask her. I mean, if we did both right. these projects,
where how much is that one?
$12,500. Mm-hmm. If we have to do one, only one or the other, that's the decision we'll have to make.
Right.
And unfortunately, I'm afraid the ADA is probably going to win out on that one. Maybe we'll get lucky and there'll be enough there for both, huh?
Okay. Want me to make a motion on I would move that we ask Vicki if funds are available for the concrete pad and walkways at the Mid South Old Diamond and the two shelter houses.
Second. Okay there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passing unanimous 3-0.
And to respond to what you said, I don't mind. I would be willing to volunteer, but I don't know, I need to know what I'm looking for and looking at.
Yeah, I. Same with me. I just picked it up and started going through it. It's not official. I mean, but it does show that we've self-evaluated, and we have to compile a report.
So you've got the information?
Yeah, it's a packet. It come up sometime.
Okay.
It's actually kind of fun.
Yeah, I obviously have the time to do it, but I don't know what I'm doing.
So. I enjoy it because I'm outside, and people stop and say, what are you doing? No, just checking ADA compliance. And look, well, what do you have to, well, sit looking here, you have to have 15 feet in this. They're just kind of fun. I'm not stuck behind the desk.
Okay. Next thing we have here is, and I would like to try this, at least experiment with it, at the Southside Park. It's Sailor and Taylor Industrial and Commercial Mechanical Contractors putting what they call a super flusher. And supposedly this is to, they can stuff a roll of toilet tissue or whatever in there and it would just take it right down.
It's the same toilet the county jail uses.
There's the estimate for it if we do all of them. But I would at least like to try one before we commit ourselves to any more. And if that doesn't work, then I suggest we just turn the water off and lock the door and forget it. We cleaned it out.
At two or three times, huh?
Yeah, we cleaned it out two or three times and we actually locked the door. They've broken in and trashed it anyway, so.
What would you estimate just doing the one at the south side as an experiment would cost? I mean, that would be,
I could call one and find out.
Because you're talking about nine, removing nine and installing nine, so it'll probably be not that bad for just one.
Yeah. I think it'd be worth a try, and then if it doesn't work, then close it. Because once the main part, so far, so good. They're doing well.
You know, Frank, I hope, and I've seen it done, that, you know, all the improvements that you're doing at the park brings up community pride. And when community pride comes up, so then vandalism goes down because people take pride in their park. I think over there, I know who's doing it. At Beeson Park, I think I know exactly who's doing it, but it's catching them.
At the south side?
Yep. They live on Stone, they live on Stone Street.
Well, we installed new lights in the shower houses out there, you know, and they come on a certain time, go off a certain time.
That's actually
right. Starting to get them painted up, fixed up, so we're coming along.
That's not as near as what I
thought. No, it would be kind of a
lot more than that,
too. Well, let me tell you, from experience,
those will clog,
but it takes an entire blanket.
Yeah, it really worked out.
It takes the entire blanket. They will clog. I have seen a lot of good work.
And I'm sure if it's something new, they'll test it.
You know, oh,
yeah. Yeah. Whoever's doing this.
Okay. Is this one that we'd have to ask Vicki about then? I think if it's, I mean, in addition to all the others, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. And I would recommend, although just a recommendation, that this board approves Frank for calling this company and asking for the one in Beeson Park and doing it. Just doing it. There's money in there for that.
Yeah.
Although we don't know officially what that is, but I mean, I recommend we give Frank a ready to do that.
I'll make a motion.
I second it.
All in favor? Opposed? That's 3-0.
Okay. The next thing up is the handicap swings that they put in out the park. We put up handicap signs on them, and they've been taken down, torn off.
Really?
Yeah. And we were out there the other day, and there's some kids over playing on them, and I politely asked them to not be playing on those. And which they were very cooperative. So today I get a call from the middle school. They were over there, and there was a, I forget the teacher's name, but anyway, they had a handicap, wanted to swing in one of the swings, and they said one of the chains had been broken, bolts and things that came out of it. And for the reason why it is everybody's over jerking and jumping around on them. And so again, the swing that holds the wheelchairs, the front end of it goes down, they roll up on it, and they raise it up, and they lock it. And it's very heavy, and a small child would, they get this thing swinging, and a small child going behind it or in front of it could hurt them. Mm-hmm. But again, we have posted the signs, and they've torn them off, so.
And it's right there by the road, too.
Right by the road, exactly. So, I don't know if you folks have any suggestions as to prevent this.
Just so you know, I mean, this was a problem that Kathy had every year. I don't know who was doing it, but they go in and they take the bolts out of everything or loosen the bolts on everything every year. And it is just...
I don't think that's the case here. I think it just from the kid using the way they were jerking around.
And probably have the kids on it.
Yeah, we would, yeah. And so I told her, whoever it was to call me, we would definitely take care of that.
Well, it was nice to have as well.
You can't put a chain on and lock it up, because then you're going to unlock it when somebody wants to use it.
Is there anything you're suggesting that we can do it for?
I'll just have to go out there tomorrow and study it, take a hard look at it, see what we can do with it. Kids, you know, you put up all kinds of signs, but so you know them, anybody knows. So. But that's just to protect ourselves. You know, it was posted.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my concern, mainly, other than, you know, the only one hurt. So.
It's too bad the school doesn't have cameras around its campus, and maybe one just conveniently pointed over there, you know. Or cameras for the park. Maybe an idea.
Maybe. Have to, I mean, I know we have some. I don't know where they're all at or anything, but I know we have some.
Maybe a trust wish list.
We have cameras.
Do we?
Yeah.
Not sure you said. Somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere.
I about bet they just loosened up on their own. Because that,
you know, that
playground equipment with that walking bridge.
Yep.
I went over there the other day, and every bolt on that thing was loose.
They do.
And they've got special heads on there, and nobody, no kid in this town's got that wrench. We don't even have that wrench.
No, they're hard to buy. They're hard to get a hold of. Hmm. They're hard to buy.
Just for so much use, or
just
abuse? Or?
They got them put up and tightened everything up, and they've just loosened back up.
Yeah, that does happen.
I have to tighten up my kids play structure in the backyard every spring. This happens.
Because every bolt on that drop on that walking bridge, every one on that thing was loose.
Wow.
We'll take a look at it tomorrow and come up with something and pass it on to the board. What you think? Swimming pools coming along. I think we're going to put the cover on tomorrow. Solar blanket.
He's got to get in it first.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, it's new tradition. The mayor and whoever that for the next 4 years at least, and then whoever's after me, you know, decides they want to continue that tradition. But I was about to jump in the other day when I started filling it up. But I reached down there and I felt it, and that was.
Need a wetsuit?
No,
I have dry suits. If you need a dry suit.
Okay, but that cover on it looks beautiful.
Yeah. Looks nice.
Yeah. I don't know how they actually clean the pool. I was going to ask Tammy, I haven't talked to her yet, how they, you know, would have one of the long poles with the vacuum type thing on, you know, clean it. I don't know how they clean it, so. I'd really like for her to clean it before we put the cover on, but...
You get me the stuff, I'll bring out my scuba gear.
Clean it up, but not ideal. The truck, it was stolen back last winter. Can we get that replaced?
Then on what way?
I don't know what the insurance paid on that, what the payment was on that.
It seemed to me somebody said that they guess they got $7,000 out of that. I'm not sure, that's what I heard.
$7,000 would buy you a lot, but... We're letting them use all our trucks.
Don't know that we were ever told.
I don't ever remember being told about that.
Yeah, I don't think we were ever told what the insurance paid for that.
$150,000.
Yeah.
We were never provided all.
Because we had it out of our shop and they did, the insurance did come and get it.
I mean, I could replace it, like I say, we loan them all of our trucks and it's kind of hard to even do that at times.
Yeah.
All the stuff we got to do.
Oh, she'll be able to tell me all this stuff in 3 seconds.
What?
I mean, she just knows everything that goes on. She'll just look at this and go, and be able to tell where we're at.
Okay, and the last thing is, we were...
And the thing, real quick, and the thing that I was told, the thing that I do know, is that when it deals with the park, you have to keep in mind that even though the season's almost, the season's just starting, it's already almost over. I mean, truthfully, because your season in the park basically ends in September. And so now, yeah, so it's June, July, August, September. And so it all goes really, you can't think of it on a 12-month cycle because you don't really have much expenditures in October, November, December. Anyway, sorry.
And the last thing is, I like things looking nice. This creek is an eyesore to me, and so we started cleaning the creek, weed eating, and we were told to stop. So, and why? Working on, I don't know. For environmental reasons, whatever.
I asked Frank to just hold off on weed eating the rest of the creek. I had a concern that one person just brought it up to me a few days ago that we would lose the habitat. So I guess we need to make a decision, you know. I agree with Frank. I think that once the, it's like the creek that runs through the west part of town. Once the green comes up on it, it'll look really nice. And what has been weed-eated, once it grows back up and greens back up, it'll look really nice. But, you know, I don't get to decide everything out in the park, so.
Well, the only thing that, I mean, again, that maybe is a DNR.
DNR is not going to care what we do out there on the creek. I mean, it's a city park.
There's no change in the structure.
I know we can't do it on the north end of the park. They've placed like slabs of rock along the banks. I know we're not supposed to do anything with that or touch any of that. And I know we can't go in and dredge it out. That much I know, but I don't see why we can't weed eat the banks.
If this board is okay with weed eating, that's kind of what I said, just to wait until the board decided the rest of it.
I mean, that's a habitat for snakes, and there's plenty of snakes out there.
Yeah, I think you could make it too much work for yourself and do it too much, but I think to a point, it's, you know, like you said, it's just to make it look good and make it.
Well, I'll tell you what, coming down 4th Street, when you look out through the covered bridge, he's got the creek nice and trimmed up. I think it looks great. I just heard somebody mention that when you weed eat it like that, you, the habitat.
Well, I'll tell you, if I see a snake, I'm not going back.
Well, there's one,
And I want kids, honestly, I want kids down in there in that creek. I used to play in that creek.
I'd probably.
We used to. Yeah.
But now with the weeds growing up like that, I don't see many people in there, you know?
I'll make a motion that we allow Frank and the street department to go ahead and weed eat the banks of the creek.
I'll second.
Opposed? Or in favor? Opposed? Pass 3-0 for the street department to be able to weed eat the banks of the creek.
Now, you might want to talk to your police department about them playing in the creek.
That's it.
Because I've seen 2 or 3 officers run out.
I would rather kids playing in the creek.
Well, it used to be very polluted. And, you didn't want your kid in there. Mm-hmm. And it's been cleaned up to the point where the fish and the frogs and the turtles are coming back, mm-hmm. and you're actually seeing live things in there, including a snake. I saw one snake in there. There's a snake where the bridge, the covered bridge is, and then on farther down on this side of the creek, there's an old stump. And I do geocaching, and there was a cache in that stump. And if you would go to look for the cache in that stump, that snake would chase you away from there. And several people from out of town said, be careful, there's something there watching over that cache. And they complained about that snake chasing them out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's there.
Well, and that brings up another point, too, is kids playing in the fountain.
Yes.
The water in the fountain. That scared me to death.
I was by there the other day, and I'll bet there was 10 or 12 kids in there.
Yeah.
In the fountain playing.
I'm just worried down the hill. Nobody can really see it unless you're down in there.
I neglected to mention, we cleaned it out, had it looking great, put the fountain in and all this. And they go in there and they fill this fountain full of rocks and burn the motor up. So I
advise Frank to not fix it until the park board can meet again to decide what you want to do. I mean,
it's outside of our mind.
We can fix it and they can get running again for a couple of days, but they're probably going to come back in. Somebody's going to be doing it. Somebody was doing it last year. They were throwing heavy rock or something on that. I remember that going on.
Anyway, they burnt the motor down. We've cleaned the rocks out of it twice now, and then it's full again, so.
Well. There's water in it.
So much for having in something nice in this town.
It's actually in a bad spot anyway, because it floods down there all the time.
Those motors are expensive. Yeah, I mean, I don't see us wanting to just continually replace that.
Well, don't
it's too bad.
It's kind of scary. Mom's not watching a kid. And they're all up there on the top playing, and the kid goes down the hill and gets in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole
concept. It's so nice to have it, too.
The whole concept of it it sounds great, but maybe it's not going to be realistic. I mean, I still think we're going to want to clean it out and make it, you know, look good, and that could get burdensome as well, but about replacing the pump.
Suggestion?
Should we keep water in it?
Well, I think that's probably one of the things that draws attention to the young kids, you know, they get throwing rocks in the water. Like I said, we've already cleaned it out twice and since full of rocks again, so. Well, and your concern is the liability issue, and beyond that, just the danger.
You know, here's this thought, throw it out the door. fill it full of rocks, put a cage around that fountain. And I don't know if you can do this right now. It's in a busy season. Maybe put a cage around that fountain so no matter what they throw in there, it's not going to break the fountain. Fill it full of rocks so that the water comes up and drains down the rocks, and it's less likely to drown because there's not a lot of water standing. I think that might take some architectural design to do. I don't think you just want any old rock. You probably want an actual artificial rock structure to make it seem like it's cascading water, perhaps, instead of just a free-flowing water fountain. You understand? See my picture in my mind?
Yeah, no, I'm kind of seeing it.
But I think that would probably take more than just Frank and the guys going out there and whipping something up. You know what I mean? I think it's going to take somebody to come in and...
Yeah. You know, my thought is on that is just take something like you were just talking about and up at the entrance of the park. Up at the shuttle house, it's like a triangle area in there. Mm-hmm. Put something like that in the middle of that. Put some benches around there and fix it up a little bit, you know, a little bit of landscaping. It'd be right there in plain sight, everybody'd see it, and a lot of people would enjoy it. And I think it'd look great.
These are the kind of things we need to have an open conversation about. We need to remind ourselves and bring this back up again on Monday at 3:00.
Absolutely, and that, you know, the whole idea of the archway and stuff like that will go along with that.
A gateway welcome into Goodrich Park, and create a main entrance. And I mean, there's, you know, anyway, we can talk more about it later. Yeah, good stuff.
So since we got brought that topic up, that we, you're doing all the legwork, obviously. We just come in once a month and hear what's going on, but the focus groups all put together and everything?
I have 4 focus groups, and I've had tremendous RSVP. We're going to have, I expect, in some groups at least 6, other groups 10 to 12, of a wide variety of groups. I sent you the schedule and the list of people.
One question I had was, I've taken off Monday so that I can be there, because it said in the afternoon they wanted to meet with the steering committee before. So what time is that?
3:00.
3?
Yeah,
okay.
I sent that out. I thought I sent that out.
Yeah, it didn't say what time.
Okay.
But it said like from 4:30 to...
4:30 to 6:30 is public.
The public. Yeah. But it didn't say what time the steering committee needed to be there.
I bet Tom will be able to make it 3:00.
Right, he said he'd be there a little closer to 4:00.
Yeah,
well, we'll go
in. I think he doesn't get on 4:00.
Yeah. And I don't know if we didn't, I don't think the Randolph room was suggested, but that was a great decision, I think.
Thank
that
you.
He went uptown, and it's a great room.
And I'm getting it, and I should have probably brought this up earlier, but I just went ahead and made it for $200 for 4 days. I mean, that was a gift,
yeah.
As opposed to $300 a day,
yeah,
for the
yeah
other. And I like the Randolph Room.
Oh, I do too. We did. We took a new microwave down at the Ephesians today. Two of the old ones bad, so we replaced that today.
We've got those little awning. Fold out things. You can put a sign on. We'll put a Goodrich Park open house 4:30 to 6:30 on the square right in front of the Randolph Room all day on Monday. It's been on the radio and the newspaper. I think on Facebook. I think we've done pretty well. I think I'm expecting a big turnout Monday night. I'm hopeful.
I know. I've asked the ones I've seen out there. If I haven't been out there, they said that they definitely plan on going.
Awesome. Well, if you guys don't mind, I don't know if you need me anymore. This is not on official paper, but it's police department. It is every year, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, if you don't mind, I'm going to sneak out here. Okay?
I have a couple questions for Frank, though. I noticed as I was driving through the park the other day, when I pulled around and beside the tennis courts, there, and it's twice I have seen them out there, I know they've been out there more than that, there was a dad and a bunch of kids with a goal hockey sticks, and I think they were hitting tennis balls. I don't think they were, but they were on the court, and I didn't say anything to them, you know, just sat there and watched them for a minute or two. And I know you said that when you first took over, the tennis court was in bad shape.
Yeah,
now, are those hockey sticks doing damage? Should those kids be allowed to play on that, on the tennis court? Even though they were using tennis balls, they had a goal, a netted goal out there, and there were several kids and a dad, and I've seen them out there at least twice now. And I think Bear, I talked, asked Bear about it, and he's seen them out there.
I've seen them out there. I didn't really know what they were doing. I mean, that's kind of like...
They're not on skates or anything, they're just...
No, I think, no, they're in shoes. I don't think they have skates.
I think they're on rollerblades.
You think? Because I didn't really pay attention to that.
I don't know, Janet, to tell you the truth.
And it just, all I could think of was every time they smack that stick on the tennis court, it's going to do damage. I mean, it's a tennis court. It's so what they're using tennis balls.
That
I mean, they weren't using a puck.
That type of surface, it's a possibility, yeah.
So, I mean, if that's what they're doing out there, they need to be chased off there.
Okay.
If you want, if I'm out there next time, I'm out there just about every night, so.
Well, this was,
I will
this was at noon when I saw them.
They've been out there in the evening, too.
Yeah.
I will try to keep an eye out and see, go out there and see if they're on rollerblades or they're on tennis shoes.
Yeah, well.
We can always supposed to do.
Yeah.
And just not, I mean, a tennis court really shouldn't be used for anything but tennis.
Yeah.
That thing is expensive
to repair,
to resurface and everything. That, it really is.
You guys painted that one, you're right.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, that's all I could see was them whacking that with those hockey sticks. And
yeah, we, oh, yeah, okay.
And what else? Oh, the cabin. The back door, the cabin. It's not the lock, it's the doorknob, the little plunger will not go into the hole, so when you lock that door, that stays locked. The doorknob stays locked, but you can just pull the door wide, right open, so anybody can go in there. And
we just need a new lock.
I don't know about a new lock, but that door needs to be looked at to make sure that
I just need adjusting.
Yeah, yeah, it might. And I know we've got Cabin Kids Club this Saturday. I'm assuming it's not going to be freezing cold, but the heat still isn't working in there. So, and we've had a couple of pretty cold Saturdays.
I couldn't get lit that day.
Okay.
It wouldn't ignite for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if the gas is shut off to the cabin.
Well, I think, supposedly, according to the gas company, there's supposed to be like a...
safety.
Outside the back of the cabin, I think, is what they told me. But, or a shutoff out there.
It's probably on the gas meter itself.
Could be, but I...
Because that's where they would shut it off at the gas meter.
Yeah. I don't know, but I just know that there have been a couple of days and the little brownies go out after school once a month or twice a month, I think, and they asked me to unlock it for some sort of special thing they had. And
you have a key?
Yes.
I'll get a hold of Jeff Green tomorrow and see if he'll go out and look at it.
Because I go out and I unlock it, and then I go out in the evening and lock it back up after they're finished with their brownies. So
also need to look at put some gravel in the parking lot and clean it too.
Mm.
Kind of bad. Some mud holes there.
Speaking of that, to the north, up by the lane, I'd like to see a community garden out there. Just saying, I'm going to bring that up.
By the lane?
By the road, by the trail, by the asphalt.
Up there north of the cabin?
No, north of the cabin. Yeah. West of the road.
Yeah.
Take away trees.
Maybe a bunch of trees back here in that fenced in area. I'm just saying. I'd like to.
No.
Put
a magnolia tree out there blooming. No.
Okay. We have one shelter rental request. Looks like it's from Bill Bauer for Boy Scout Troop 58. He's requesting the log cabin.
That his troop is one of his troop members for his Eagle Scout badge built the handicap deck and
well, they're running it on 5/21 from 1 to 4 for an award ceremony.
Well, that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5/21 is this Saturday.
You got something going on there.
From 1 to 3. I mean, I could...
And they want it from 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
I could move mine. Because most... I mean, I can get a hold... Well, I guess I've got numbers for all the kids, so... I can move it to next Saturday instead.
You sure?
Yeah, because, I mean, this troop has, I mean, they've been good to us, so, and like I said, the kid wanted his Eagle Scout badge, so he became an Eagle Scout because he built that along the side of the cabin, which was very nice.
Did we make a motion on these, or just we approve or deny?
I think we just vote on them.
Okay. All in favor for Bill Bauer to use the log cabin this Saturday from 1 to 4?
Approved. Okay, and I'll go out. I'll go out at noon and unlock it before and then I'll go out and lock it up.
Then we have two Beeson. I think they're for the Community Foundation for the Beeson Rental. Stephanie Ward, 10/19 of 16 for the Lilly Scholarship Banquet. And then the other one is for, looks like 8/11. I'll let you guys look at it. And it's also for the a scholarship kickoff event. It's a pizza party with high school seniors. I think we've always done that, haven't we?
Yes.
Does anybody have any problem with that? And we're going to approve then the Community Foundation for... It's either, it might be 8/17. I see part of one, looks like it might be 8/17. And 4/10/19.
Yes, it does.
And then we have one for the...
You wouldn't have said that.
I just seen that little slide over there. Yeah. Then we just have one for the Randolph County Law Enforcement Youth Leadership Camp for use of the pool on Monday, June 27th from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And I think that's something we've always done.
Well, if it's warm enough, then
yeah.
If I
have any. That's approved.
Back when I was a kid, there wasn't any heat in that pool. We just jumped in.
Yeah.
back when I was a kid. That was a long time ago.
Tell us about it. Back when we were kids, it was cold in that
room. You don't see that long ago to me. Well, the thing about Indiana is there's 7 months of winter and 5 months of bad weather. So.
Yeah. That's for...
That's my estimate.
Make a motion that we pay the bills.
Puts tabs on it, there's more.
Yeah, so it's like two in this one.
Okay.
I have a new appreciation for all you guys, but Vicki and her job after that city council meeting on that joint city council meeting with all that stuff.
Yeah.
She'd be a class.
Yeah. She's Send her stuff.
Well, I mean, there's just so much stuff to keep track of.
Unreal. She's got a good staff, too. I'll tell you, Sonny is amazing.
The number of different funds that there, I mean, would none of us have any idea about that? But we should.
I've signed this one out. Follow the tabs, follow the tabs.
Is there anything there?
That's all I want.
Nothing else? So, make a motion, will you check?
I'll second that.
Okay, y'all see how Madeline is out there? She's running the concession stand.
There's out there.
You have no idea how many times he has sat in here and said that. And then he'll say, oh, I think I might have to stop the meeting.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out and have a free soda.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody.
Later. See you.
Hey.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a shower and get the horse's back off.
That's funny. Where were you at?
Huh?
Where was you at?
Oh.